With 2.5 months left of this fiscal year and 98% of the tax revenues collected so far, Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Halber says the district is in good shape for now.
We're looking pretty positive. We're good on the property tax front. The state legislature did not cut the FY20 budgets in their special session, so we're expecting regular distributions from the state for those dollars. We'll be a little bit tight on our fee-based programs, so our after-school food services, those types of programs, because we're not collecting revenues on those programs yet. We're maintaining all of our employees on payroll. So that'll be a little bit tight, but we should be able to come out of the school year just fine.
The district is expected to lose about $200,000 from fees it usually collects. For next fiscal year, school districts are waiting for the state legislature to make any adjustments to the appropriation it approved during the session earlier this year.
As you recall, when they closed out the session just a couple months ago, they were looking at 6% on the weighted pupil unit. So that was the largest increase ever that the state has seen on the WPU. But now going into the special session, they're going to need to revise that as they look at the economic impact to the state. And there's some uncertainty there, so we're not sure what the increase will actually look like.
During the special session, lawmakers will just need to consider whether the weighted pupil unit needs to be adjusted. The plan, says Halber, is to move forward with the constitutional amendment request that will be put on November's ballot. If approved by voters, education in the future would essentially be held harmless. Lawmakers agreed to give school districts the same amount of money plus more for new growth. But Halber says that is not triggered unless the amendment is approved.
This is a solution that comes a little too late for the current situation. But in the future, I think it'll give us a good basis to move forward.
Teacher negotiations are also ongoing, and there's no way to say how they might be impacted by this economic situation.
We're still in those discussions. I don't know that they're on pause. They might move a little slower as we wait for pieces of information, but the discussions are ongoing, and hopefully will be beneficial as we get to the end of the negotiation season.
The school district has more than $12 million in the rainy day fund and almost $22 million in its capital fund. But Halber says those are funds needed for emergencies, not for ongoing funding in future years.
As we build budgets, we may dip into the one-time funds or those rainy day funds if we think there's a better revenue picture 12 months out or closer. So we just want to be careful as we look at those fund balances. But they are there for these types of situations.
That's Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Halber. He added that House Bill 357 will allow districts to use their capital funds for operations, but that's contingent on the November vote, and that ability would not be available this next fiscal year. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.